one, two, broken but glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Impact's wrestling star, Rahit Maju. How are you doing this evening, Rahit?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I hope I didn't butcher your name there.
No, most people do it at the end, but you know, it is what it is.
Many thanks for joining us this evening and to Fight Network for setting up this interview. I want to start at the beginning. I just want to know how long you've been a wrestling fan.
Wow, I've been a wrestling fan my entire life, probably since I was like five years old. As soon as I saw, like, I think it was the Road Warriors.
Wow.
It was like the clips of the Road Warriors versus like the Koloss in a Russian chain match, and I was like, oh, what is that? And then of course, you know, you introduce the Hulk Hogan and stuff like that, and it kicks off from there.
Yeah. So who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
It varied really. I mean, it could have been anybody from, you know, The Rock, Stone Cold, Sting. It could have been anybody from any of the cruiserweights, you know, WCW introduced back in the day. I think my favorite wrestler now, if you were to ask me if there's anybody that I would love to model my career after, would be the Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, he was my favorite growing up as well.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
I just always loved it, man. When I was a kid, I had a yellow Superman shirt and I used to wear it. My mom cut the back of it so it looked like Hogan's shirt, and I would have like a tape recorder and I would record myself cutting promos, wrestling this giant teddy bear and like commentating the matches as I would do it. And I would just, and then of course, you know, in high school we'd sneak up into the mezzanine and like used like this huge mat and we'd wrestle on that.
Whoa.
And then of course, you know, backyard wrestling. And then I found out there was a spot near me that I could go get trained, so I went and got trained professionally, and the rest is history.
Yeah. Was there a wrestler you wanted to mold your style around when you started training?
I was always a big fan of, like, the Dynamite Kid style.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, definitely.
Just that really aggressive, he was always a shorter individual, so that style of instantly catered to me. He was always aggressive and mean, and that's just kind of how I patterned my style after now.
Yeah, so, tell us about some of the gimmicks you've wrestled under over the years. Did you start off as the Mad Dragon?
Yeah, I was a huge Kung Fu fan, so I always loved the cool names and kung fu movies, like, you know, Kid with the Golden Arms, you know, Five Deadly Venoms. So I just wanted something different, and I chose the Mad Dragon, and then I added Hakeem Zayn to it. Hakeem is my middle name, and then Zayn was the name my mother was going to name me, so I just put that together. And then I dropped the Mad Dragon when I started doing little stuff for Ring of Honor here and there, and just kept Hakeem Zayn. And then when I even entered Impact, it was Hakeem Zayn. They wanted to do something with the Dizzy Hit Squad, and they wanted something more Indian and not traditional. So, you know, we came up with Rohit Raju, and there it is right there.
Yeah, so take us back to your first ever match. What do you remember about it in hindsight? What was your opinion on it?
I had the worst blue tights ever. Of course, I couldn't afford wrestling gear at the time. So they were like these running tights, and I took them to a screen printing place, and I had a really cool dragon design on the back, but it looked like, you know, crap. And I had big knee pads and MMA kick pads. And it was like they called it a Captain Fall match. And it was almost like a Survivor Series type style. And it was just, the nerves were there. I mean, the nerves are always there, in my opinion, until I walk out there. But it was just great actually being in the ring in front of a crowd.
Mm. Is that the match where they nominate a captain, and as the captain gets pinned, the match is over? Or?
I think so. I think that's how it went. I honestly don't remember the actual.
Yeah.
I just knew it was. It didn't make the most sense to me, but yeah, it was, I didn't care. I was in the ring, and, you know, for the first time, so I was cool with that.
I'm sure that was a match of one of the early SmackDown games, like Captain Rules elimination match.
Probably.
Alright, so you're brought to Impact Wrestling following your winning the Forge competition. So how did you get involved in the competition?
Well, it was weird. That year, we just started, a group of us were wanted to get some different training, so we're like, why don't we go up to Scott DeMore's place up in Windsor? And this was before Scott was back with Impact.
Yeah.
So we were just going up there, getting a different style of training, because I started out with a guy named Xavier Justice. He was recently over in India training Kali students.
Yeah.
And then after I got done training, I went up with Truth Martini. I'd go down there here and there and just kind of tighten up my game a little bit. And then years later, we're like, well, let's go try out Scott's place and, you know, see how it is up there. And then he ended up getting back with Impact. And he was like, hey, I have an opportunity for you. You're going to be teaming with Idris Abraham, and you guys are going to be going against L'Oreal Kid. And what was it, L'Oreal Kid? I can't believe I'm forgetting him. Wow, that is a bummer. I can't remember his name, but it was L'Oreal Kid and his tag partner. Man, that really blows my mind. Garza.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Garza. I like Garza.
Yeah, so, and then I was there in April. Jarrett was still running things at the time. And he ended up liking me, so I was like, sweet, maybe I'll get a call back. I remember Idris was already signed, and I never really got anything. And then they had something where they were going to do this camp for, it was Pro Wrestling NOAH or Impact, and we already had our foot in the door. Myself and a couple other guys already had our foot in the door with Impact, so we just went for the Pro Wrestling NOAH thing. And then we got a call from Scott. He's like, hey, we're going to be doing something called Global Forge for the guys that won the Impact, won the Impact thing, and we're going to make a competition. Do you guys want to come along? It was myself and a guy by the name of Jake Something.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure you're familiar with him. And he's been on Impact a few times with Cody Deaner and his cousin Jake.
Mm-hmm.
But we went up there, and next thing you know, we were part of the competition, and I was cutting promos for other shows at and the judges saw that, and of course my in-ring work, and they just said I had everything. I had the personality, I had the in-ring work, I had the charisma, and I could cut the promo, and I ended up winning.
Oh, amazing.
Which was pretty crazy. I honestly didn't expect it. Of course I went there 100%, that's what I do, but I didn't expect to win it. And next thing you know, I was at the Ottawa tapings in November, and the rest is history. I ended up getting signed the following January.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, I've got a couple of listeners' questions have been sent in. So Grapp and That asks, what's your favorite X Division match?
One of my favorite feuds. I used to love the stuff with Amazing Red.
Yeah.
I think it was Amazing Red, Loki, and Jerry Lynn. I could be wrong on that, but it was a triple threat match. But any of the stuff with Joe, T, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels,
brilliant.
Petey Williams. I used to love watching Petey and Sanjay go at it. Just stuff like that, and that's what attracted me to back when it was TNA, was this X Division style, because I always loved the WCW Cruiserweights.
Mm.
To me, that was like a whole different level. I always thought WCW's mid-card was better than their main event.
Oh, definitely.
So I would always watch, like, one of my favorite matches is Guerrero and Mysterio from Halloween Havoc, when Mysterio had the Phantom outfit on.
Yeah.
And Guerrero was ripping half his mask for the Cruiserweight title. It was amazing. They're pulling out all the stops, and to this day I go back and watch that match every, you know, few months just to watch it, because it's something I enjoyed. And the X Division reminded me of that. You had these guys at the time, like AJ Styles, like I said, who was just amazing in the ring, and they were doing stuff nobody else was. And so I couldn't just pick one. It was just a mix of stuff. Then you bring in Joe, you know, and that's when you really thought the X Division wasn't just Cruiserweight, it was a no-limit thing, and I just liked what they were doing. And plus, TNA at the time, they had a lot of other newer faces, like Monty Brown.
Mm.
I used to love watching Monty cut promos and stuff. It's funny because I'm from Michigan, he's from Michigan, and we run into each other at the gym a lot. And
yeah.
He's actually been really cool. He watches a lot of my stuff and critiques me and gives me ideas and pointers, and cool dude. But no, I don't have one in particular X Division match, but I do just remember that genre and enjoy watching it. So, and of course, it's influenced many people today.
I was really excited when Monty Brown joined the WWE, and I'm so sad that it didn't work out from there. He also asks, what's your dream X Division opponent you'd have in 2019?
Swan would be the most, right off the bat. I would really love to work with Rich Swan.
Oh,
my style isn't the Lucha style. My style is, I'm the guy that's pulling the guys out of the air when they go for something cute, and I'm snapping on an armbar or something like that, or I'm hitting them with strikes, you know. That's my style. So I think, like a guy like Swan, we would mesh real well. Mm. And I actually have a match tomorrow, you know, on Twitch or Pursuit against Trent Bell, and I think wow. People view me as, okay, Dizzy Hit Squad, comedy, or tag team, or whatever, but I think this will show people, okay, well, Real Hit can go into the X Division and put in work. So I'm glad that I actually got this match, because it kind of shows a different side of me, and it shows more of a competitive side, and I can hang with the ebb and flow of the X Division. So you know, I'm really looking forward to people looking at that match tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it this week then. So you're a member of Gamma Singh's led Desi Hit Squad. How did the faction come about?
Well, they wanted to do something with India. Yeah. And of course, India is a huge market for professional wrestling. And, you know, obviously I'm Indian, so they wanted to do something with me. And Gamma has a long history up in Calgary. So they wanted to do something there, and they had, I think they kind of announced it a little bit too fast, because they announced a bunch of people that they never even brought in. Some people are always like, well, when's he coming in, or when's he coming in? Hmm. And so it just started out with myself and Gersinder at the time, which I honestly just liked, because I thought it was more intimate.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a, you know, and to me, that's what it felt like. It just felt better. And then, of course, Gersinder got the boot, and now we got Raj, but we're hoping to bring Gersinder back soon. So, and then maybe we can freebird it up a little bit. But, and they had, I don't think they really knew what they wanted to do with it. I think they kind of jumped the gun at first, like I said, they announced people, and we never even brought them over.
No.
But I thought it started out well. I think we really had something going when we jumped Ishimori and Petey.
Yeah.
And then I kind of think after that, they didn't know what to do with it. And I think as of right now, they're just kind of, which I'm hoping will change. We're just kind of floating around, you know?
Yeah.
We do, like, the segments with Scarlett, which are always entertaining, and then anything with Gamma and I bickering back and forth is always entertaining. But I'm hoping that there will be a little bit something more for us in 2019. We had something going with Sanjay, and, of course, you know, he left, and so that got scrapped, so, which is a bummer, because I was really excited for that, and then that's null and void now, so. But hopefully something will come about, and it will be more than just floaters in Impact. Because, you know, we can be more than just floaters in Impact. We just have to be able to show people that.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you've had a bad match since you've got together. Gamma Singh is such a legend. He worked everywhere during the 70s, 80s. You must have learned so much from him over the last year.
I just love being around Gamma. He's such a classy guy, and I always pick his brain. I love to hear his stories about when he was up in Calgary, and just if you look at the people he's been in the ring with before they were even anybody, it's amazing the caliber of talent and the names that he's been in the ring with. Of course, from Calgary, so many great people come from, you know, great wrestlers come from Calgary.
Mm.
And then just talking to him about trips in Puerto Rico or South Africa and stuff like that, and just the way the business was back then. And he's such a cool dude, and just very, very calm, and you know, the way he talks is very smooth, and he just oozes class, and you just got to respect the guy. So I love being able to travel with him and just talk to him. And Raj and I will sit underneath the learning tree there and just listen to him. Of course, Raj has done his whole life being a son, but for me, it's something cool, and I just enjoy being around him and talking to him. It's a treat for me.
Yeah, so the tag division in Impact is red hot at the moment with the LAX, Lucha Bro, OVE, Rascals, Bar, and KM, just to name a few. So what are some of the matches you're really looking forward to in 2019?
Well, the main thing for me is it's hard because we're almost two steps behind from everybody else, because all of those tag teams, like even Fala and KM, they've known each other for years, you know? All of those tag teams, they have that experience. Well, we're still trying to build the foundation.
Hmm.
We're still trying to get in gel and learn how each other moves, learn how each other thinks. So we're already two steps behind when it comes to everybody else. Because everybody else, they've been doing this for a while. You know, and they've already gelled. So we're still trying to put together something. And then, of course, Gersinder and I were finally starting to gel. And then all of a sudden, that was done.
Hmm.
And so now it's Raj and I. We're starting from square one again. So it's just funny. Like, we're really trying to get something going here. And we're trying to play catch up from everybody else. But being in the ring with those guys, I really enjoyed the match with the Rascals.
Yeah, that was a great match.
When it was Crescendo and I with LAX, I really enjoyed that. Of course, the stuff with Fala and KM, I mean, that's always fun. It's always entertaining. So I look forward. We've had a chance to step in the ring with OVE and the show in Toronto. So I think the more, like the second time around, we get in the ring with these teams, it'll be better because we will be better, and we will learn. We will have learned to gel a little bit more and work well together, and learn and feel each other out a little bit better. So the next time we step in the ring with each, it'll just get better each and every single time. But like I said, it's a learning process for Raj and I, because we're already kind of behind on the game when it comes to the tag team division. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to like catch up and show that we can do what everybody else can.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Are you a fan of British wrestling?
Yes, especially. Man, it's blowing up right now. That's amazing. I think it's great. I really want to go over there. A friend of mine, Sugar Dunkerton,
has been over there a lot. Yeah, I've had him on the show
recently.
Before.
His charisma is very infectious. It's like as soon as he walks out, you're like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah, definitely.
And he was telling me some of the places that he's been. I've seen his success over there. I was like, dude, you got to hook me up with some of these promotions. I want to go over there so bad, because it's like when we went to Mexico, the wrestling is so respected and appreciated.
Yeah, I think your style worked really well over here.
I love it. You know what I mean? I just want to go over there and just experience that and be a part of it, you know, even if it is just for a little bit. I want to be a part of that, because I love the fact that it's so huge over there right now. I love it when wrestling is thriving, and it seems to be doing that over there.
Oh, it's massive, isn't it? If you do, make sure you come to my local promotion, so Vessel Island. So is there anybody?
My mother's from India, my mother's Indian. She's actually from Nottingham.
Oh wow.
So I actually have some family still over in the UK, so I'm hoping I do get a chance to go over there and work, and then actually see them, because I haven't seen them like in 20 years. So
yeah, the scene around, like, there's kind of in between Yorkshire and the Midlands, and that scene in the middle is amazing. So you'll get loads of work through those.
Good, I love it. I love it.
So is there any wrestlers on the British scene you particularly want to work with?
It doesn't matter to me. I just want to be there. It doesn't even matter. It wouldn't even matter to me. I think I'd have some fun with Marty Scurll.
Oh, brilliant.
I think, because he's so entertaining, I think I'd have some fun with him, you know, just to go back and forth, because he can work, and then he can also be a character, and that's something I like to do, like work, but also be a character.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be really fun just going back and forth and trying to outdo the other, and both work-wise, but also just trying to have fun. So I think that would be really fun. It'd be a good experience for myself.
Yeah, and if you're ever looking to add new members to the Dizzy Hit Squad, there's a few British guys like RJ Singh, there's Daryl Allen, there's Prince Amin, would fit in if they wanted to make a British wing of the group. Right, so last question before we go. So if you were a promoter for a day and you had to make a three-match card with one women's, one tag, and one main event, what matches would you choose?
Oh, what would I do? Tag match, I'd have OVE versus Lucha Bros. Ooh. Versus LAX.
Oh.
I think that would be chaotic. I think a really good X Division match, I'd have Swan and Sammy.
Wow.
Which obviously that's building, but I think that's going to be amazing. I'd really like to see Jordan and Tessa. I think that'd be good.
That'd be amazing, yeah.
And then...
So what would your main event be? Are you going to put yourself in the main event?
No, I wouldn't put myself on the card, to be honest.
No.
If I was booking, I wouldn't put myself on the card. My main event be. Let me think here. It's tough. It is tough.
Yeah.
I'd want to put obviously Morrison in there. Johnny Impact. I'd want to put him there. But I really want Cage as well. But I'd want a singles match, so I don't know if I would want to do those two.
Yeah.
Or add somebody else in there. I'd want to add somebody that you don't see.
No.
You know what I mean? That you don't, you honestly don't see. I don't know who that would be. You know what? Maybe I would just do a triple threat and I would, with those two, but I'd put the odd man out and I'd put Ethan Page in there just so everybody can see how well he works.
Yeah,
I'm how good he is. He's really good.
He's amazing. Yeah, he's really, really good. I can't wait for him to get higher up the card and Impact. So where can people see you in the near future?
As far as like shows or just, besides, you know, tomorrow, and of course, every Friday on Pursuit and Twitch on Impact, I will be headed out to, I think it's Elton, Illinois at Glory Pro on February 24th.
Yeah.
There's UCW in Bay City. That's in Bay City, Michigan, March 2nd. Of course, Lima, Ohio at War. There's another one of those coming up. I'm going to try to make the March show there. I should be back in Toronto for Greektown Wrestling pretty soon. And then there's one other spot. I can't think of what it was. I hope to be back at AEW as well. That's usually a really good Chicago-based promotion.
Yeah.
But they just held a show out in Austin, Texas. But as of that, the immediate future will be Glory Pro. And then UCW.
Yeah,
and of course, Impact.
Yeah, and I hope you make it out. The next time Sugar comes over, she'll come over with him. So you'll be a good double act tag team, maybe. Like an opposites attract type of tag team. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
You can always catch me on Twitter at @HakeemZane. And then Instagram is RajuZane80. And then you can always look me up on Facebook under the Mad Dragon Hakeem Zane, or of course, Earl Heat Raju. And then that's it from there. I'm also on YouTube. I post any type of promos and matches that I can find, and of course, all the highlights from Impact.
Yeah.
I like to cut promos from almost every independent show that I do. From Glory Pro. I'll be cutting one soon. That's against Shane Faber, as long as the card doesn't change again. But you can actually see my promos and see that I can actually cut one. You know, and that's something I actually take pride in, that I can cut better promos than most people nowadays. So,
yeah.
hopefully sooner or later that'll translate into Impact as well.
Yeah, all the links will be in the description below this interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking to you, Guy. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
That sounds good, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.